Stop playing with him, right?
You thought I was feeling you?
No.
That nigga a munch.
Nigga, either he ate it for lunch.
Bitch, on my body, I get what I want, like.
You thought I was feeling you?
No.
That nigga a munch. Nigga, either he ate it for lunch.
Hello, 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 bonjour. I don't know what other language. Hola.
Josh.
We back, baby. We back. We back. We back. It is your girl. Hola, Miss Lola, without the H. I'm joined here by the Mr. This is This Black Girl Podcast, Season 4. We have arrived.
Good to be back.
Is it?
Yes.
Don't kill me. I'm done. Anyways, it is good to be back. I missed y'all. I missed talking to y'all. Too much shit happened after I decided, you know what? I'm going to put it on pause. I'm going to take some self-care time for me. I'm going to look after me and just give myself a little break, you know? Take off one of the little blips of responsibility. And then 18 different things fucking happened this whole month. I was... like, y'all don't know how badly I was itching to get back to y'all to talk to you. I don't have nobody to talk to about this. So, yeah, I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah, you almost wanted to do, like, 2 bonus episodes, I remember.
Bro, like, literally stuff was dropping, and I'm like, this guy's fighting, because I'm like, should we do a little bonus episode? Oh, my gosh, this happened. Should we do a little bonus episode? Should we talk about this? And, like, that's how I know, I don't know how well y'all fuck with me. I hope it's enough, but I definitely fuck with y'all because like I was just like, I need to bring the content. I need to talk about this. This is tea. yeah, so what did we miss? First and foremost, fuck, the queen died. This woman just up and left. The end of a fucking colonizing era.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. She was like one of those things that you just, even though you knew it had to change, you were just thinking, it would never change. She's been alive for so long. It would never change. And then the bitch just up and died.
Yeah, it's very strange. Especially like because,
she's
like...
she's on our money. Y'all don't get it.
Especially because, like, for us, it's not even that, like, she was just like, oh, it's the queen and she's on our money. It's that she's always been this old lady.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
She's always been old. Like, when I was born... The girl was pushing 60.
Like, she was a granny for real.
She was already baking cookies and shit, all
like,
right?
Like, y'all need to understand, okay? Like, I'm looking at a $20 bill. And this bitch is old. Like, the portrait, she's old.
She's looking at you, and you open the money, and she's like, I bet you're not going to spend me on weed. And I'm like, shut up, yes I am.
Like, people, okay, so I'm not, first of all, I need to pump the brakes, because I don't want you guys thinking, like, I'm romanticizing, like, about this isn't that kind of episode. And if y'all know me, you know I ain't that kind of girl. I just find it funny because, like, as a Canadian person, growing up in Canada, the bitch is everywhere. She was on our coins. She was on our cash. She was on our stamps. Like, we couldn't escape her.
Yeah, she's absolutely everywhere. But
oh,
like,
my God. Like, I could pull out money out of my wallet right now. Friggin' Elizabeth II on my loony. Elizabeth II on my fucking toonies. Elizabeth, like, every fucking coin has her fucking face, bro.
You're gonna have to put the new fucking king of the money.
Not over my dead body. I'm rejecting all that shit from the mint. If they print that crusty, dusty cracker face with that big nose, that big crooked nose on our fucking coins, no, hard pass. I will tell the bank, no, give me new coins. Like, straight up.
Do we have an option to just get coins that are just animals on both sides? Like, that's what I would be... like, just give me two
just
boats.
No people.
Two boats, please.
Two boats? Two beavers, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where can I get a two-headed moose at?
Yeah, like, for real. Two loons. Please. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm done. Like... So, with that being said, though, yes, she was, like, an era, almost a meme at this point. She was, like, this weird, distant figurehead, but we know why she's the figurehead. Like, you know, it was literally the last few quaking breaths of monarchy. And yeah. It's a reminder that, like, that country fucking colonized a whole bunch of other countries, including, like, Canada, most of the Caribbean, parts of the United States, you know, places in Africa, you know, Australia, all these places were part of the quote-unquote Commonwealth. And it's funny because the polarizing, like, reaction of her passing,
yeah,
there were people, and, like, I'm sorry because some of us are acquaintances, but I'm going to keep it a buck and I can say it straight to your face. Like, I'm about to say it here. It's disgusting seeing and hearing y'all romanticize this queen. Oh, she's worked so hard for the past 70 years and blah, blah, blah. Royalists.
Bro.
What is that?
And the thing is, too, is like, Canada is living proof of how gross the situation is, because let's be real, like, Canada has a sweetheart deal as a colonized nation, because at the point that they came to Canada, they were so good at colonizing, they absolutely obliterated every single other person that was living here.
Yeah.
It's because it was so successfully colonized, they're like, okay, you're mostly just us, so we're cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's 80% our people here, so whatever.
Yeah.
Because in most places, it's not that, right? It was like... enslave people and then Englishmen, you know,
fair enough,
and then, like,
yeah.
It's like 10-to-1 ratio, you know,
yeah,
and that's not how it turned out in Canada.
And it was really funny because, like, it was one of those moments where it's like, oh, it happened, oh well, and trying to, like, I don't want to say brush out under the rug, like, I just want to clearly say there's no reason to revere or revel in somebody's death, but the celebration of a breaking down of what she represents, the monarchy, like, because here's the thing. People want to say, oh, well, she never did this, but she never did nothing. Like, she did nothing, which is just as bad.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. People straight up told her that she's wearing stolen jewels on her head, and she just went, shrug, and she's, I'm like, not going to give it back, though. And, like, that's it. Like, didn't even really acknowledge it. Just kind of deadpanned the person in the room until they left.
Like the crown, worse than saying no.
We're not going to give it back. Just not even acknowledging
the coronor, like the crown jewel that's on that crown.
Yeah.
That they were carrying across her fucking funeral. That's disrespectful. They should have returned that shit to fucking India ages ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ages ago. And there's more atrocities. I'm not even going to gloss over it all because y'all didn't come for no history lesson. We came to chit-chat. We came to spill tea.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
R.I.P., she dead off. It sucks because now we have, King Charles?
Yeah,
that's y'all kings in the UK. That ain't my king. Just keep them off our money.
And the next person successing too has already been announced. And bro, out of the frying pan into the fucking fire, man.
Yeah, like actually. Can I just say though? Can I just speak, please? Because these people out here, I have beef with people in the UK. Like we need to have a chat in it. I need to tell the people in the UK who have a stick up their ass mad about Meghan Markle, y'all need to sit on that stick and enjoy every fucking inch, because this woman is so hardworking. She's an activist. She's openly condemned and spoken about racism. She's spoken about the issues she's had to face as a biracial woman. And the way some people in the UK treat her like she is fucking dirt and treat her like garbage, y'all are wrong as hell for that. Y'all is wrong as hell when right now, currently, there is a dusty, crusty, musty mistress, okay? Mistress now as your queen consort, okay? Here's the smallest history lesson for you. Camilla, sorry that name sucks. Quote-unquote queen consort Camilla?
Yeah.
Had an affair, took Queen Anne, which is Queen Elizabeth's daughter, took her man, okay? He left her to go be with Camilla, get married, have two kids, then mash up, and then she went back and dipped in again and now was married to the brother. And now she's queen, double mistress, and you're coming for Meghan Markle? y'all need to sit all the way down. That's the biggest L. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Please and thank you. I can't. I'm sick. Ugh. Anyways. RIP Queen Liz, whatever. Please. Just the rest of y'all need to just revoke monarchy and just move on. Like, please. So with that, I'm gonna pop into some like happy short. I don't really have commentary news.
Yeah.
Of stuff like shout outs to Taylor Hall or Taylor Hale. She is the first black woman to win for Big Brother.
Nice.
In like over 20 years. Isn't that so embarrassing?
That show's been on for 20 years.
Yo, Survivor's like season 42.
That is true.
Bro, okay? Like,
they're pushing Bob Ross numbers here. Fucking season 68.
At this point, shout outs to her, though.
PBS numbers.
What else did I miss? Okay, this was more recent, but I don't know if y'all watch Drag Race. We watch Drag Race in this house, okay? One of our favorites, Cornbread, was recently diagnosed with cancer. It was cancer of the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was caught somewhat at a somewhat early phase, so they're doing okay.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so we're sending all of our love and positivity. What else happened while I was gone? Fucking Serena Williams retired from tennis.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Oh my gosh, can I just say I'm such a fucking loser, bro? Because like growing up, I loved Serena Williams and Venus Williams because it was like seeing black women in sports that wasn't just fucking basketball. And I thought it was sick. I thought it was so dope. I loved them, followed their entire careers. They've been those girls.
And the thing about it too, and this is how you know like racism is real, is like, girl is a phenomenal talent. Like, the seconds behind her are, like, paces behind her.
Absolutely.
Like, a standout, once-in-a-generation talent, incredible career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, without exception. So, she retired from tennis. I forget who did the promo. I don't know if it was Nike. No, it probably wasn't Nike. It was one of the sports people. They did a promo. They had Beyonce narrating it. I'm like crying because like my little inner black girl was like, thank you, Miss Williams. Thank you. But now she can relax. Girl's been working hard for years. She deserves it. Raise your child in peace, please.
Yeah, truly.
What else? Oh, Brianna's performing at the halftime Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Put it this way, you know, I don't want to call myself a commitment holic, but I'm definitely committed to things I like. One is Legend of Zelda had me waiting 6 years. Same as Rihanna has been had me waiting for years for new music.
Yeah. In before preview of a new single, just saying.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, I'm very excited for whatever she wants to give us. I will take it and say, thank you, ma'am. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for whatever she has pulling up. Cardi B. She has a new single out with Glorilla called Remix to Tomorrow 2. It's a bop. She got bars. I rate it. But yeah, so she pleaded guilty recently to two misdemeanors for an incident that happened in 2018. Allegedly, she had ordered an attack on two girls that worked at a strip club in New York.
Mm-hmm.
For one of them allegedly having sex, having relationships, or having some sort of something with her husband.
Yeah.
So she went in looking court finest, can I just say. That court look she gave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
No crumbs left at all. Like, it looked good. It looked really good. I was like, damn, girl. So, yeah, she pleads guilty. She works out with her lawyer. She has a whole bunch of other charges dropped. My girl only has to serve 15 days community service.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, she's officially reached the rich. When she gets sentenced like the whites.
Exactly. I was about to say, yeah. She's officially on the executive class, like, judicial area. Yeah.
Yes. Now, like Cardi B's been moneyed and been, you know, getting money and getting rich. But now she's officially rich when she gets sentenced like white people.
Yeah.
That's a wild. 15 days.
Yeah.
Community service. Like, that's a joke.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a joke. But somebody mentioned, like, now that she's pled guilty, it opens her up for civil liability So the girls may now file a lawsuit civilly against her.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know how accurate that is. I ain't no Emily D. Baker, but I'm going to try and, like, sort of pay attention to it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I like Cardi, but it's disappointing to hear, and the girls probably deserve their money. Because that's, like, that's just some, like...
I know.
You don't need to do that.
Like, okay, here's the thing. Here's where I'm conflicted.
Nobody's perfect or whatever.
Here's where I'm conflicted, okay? She did that, what was that, 2018? That was, like, how many years ago? 4 years ago. And I want to think her now, compared to her 4 years ago, her 4 years ago was a messy bitch. Is she still a little messy? Yes. But she's smarter with how she's messy now.
I mean, so you can only like, hope people grow, but yeah, you know, that doesn't mean they don't deserve their money, though.
I mean, just a little coin, not too much. They trifling. But I wanted to get into the shocking moment of the day. Bro, when I heard this, the scream that I scrumped made this man jump out of his skin. He thought I was dying. He thought something jumped out of the computer and stabbed me in the eyeball or something.
I didn't think you were dying because you screamed like that a lot and startled me all the time.
Wow. Look at the exposed drag.
Online.
Look at the drag. Okay, fine. My dramatic scream.
But you did actually scream. Him. You did actually scream.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the accuracy. The accurate drag. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways. Okay. I've been slowly getting this guy into watching the Try Guys. I've been watching the Try Guys since they were on BuzzFeed. Because, like, they were entertaining, and I still follow a few, like, former BuzzFeed creators, producers, whatever. They created their own production company. They've, you know, started employing staff and just carving out their own, you know, space in the internet. Right. Doing really good for themselves. And one of the people, there's, like, four of them, Keith, Zach, Eugene, and Ned. And each one of them has their own, like, little quirky personality, little whatever. And the one thing that was very notable about Ned was always, like, my name's Ned, I love red, and I love my wife. Like, literally, loving his wife was his whole personality. Like, there's probably
that
compilations.
Was his brand. Yeah.
Yeah, there was compilations on the internet about how many times he says he loves his wife, you know? They have two kids, they have a cookbook, they do their little, like, date night YouTube video ideas and like just a whole bunch of shit. They have like podcasts and like a whole bunch of whatever. Anyways, on the new episode of Men Embarrassing Women, okay, it came out and was exposed that Mr. I Love My Wife Ned Fulmer was cheating on his wife with a coworker.
It was all front.
When I say I was shook, because the headline was something like, somebody from Try Guy leaves, and I'm like, why? What happened? Like, did somebody sick? Did somebody get hurt? Like, what happened? Come to find out, this man cheated on his wife with a... Like, here's the thing.
On his I Love My Wife.
Mr. I Love My Wife Fulmer cheated on his wife that he loves so much. With a coworker, and like, why the coworker? Like, there's so many implications about what he did. Obviously, cheating is bad. Like, don't cheat on your partner when you're in a committed relationship. Obviously, there's terms and conditions applied to that depending on the nature of relationship. But like, don't do it.
And I want to take a second to give a shout out to the Try Guys because like they like one of their friends hurt another one of their friends. And they chose to back the friend that was hurt and not the one that was good for their brand. Because they have to rebrand shit. One of the guys out. That's definitely going to have them have to like change direction for their whole business now. But they still did it because it was the right thing to do. So shout outs to them.
But yeah, the implication of what they did was wrong. Because it's like obviously the meat and potatoes cheating is wrong. Second of all, like you said, a scandal like that hurts the brand because it like especially when you've made your brand about how you love your wife It's wild to me.
They're definitely, like, the opposite of edgy. Like, they're trying to go for family-friendly content. They got, like, a Discovery show. Like, this is, that's what they want their like, brand to be. This ain't no Keemstar getting a fucking scandal. This ain't no someone who's fucking messy getting a scandal. These are squeaky clean gentlemen getting a scandal.
Yeah, like they are so unproblematic on the internet. One of the few unproblematic white men on the internet. Proving with asterisk Eugene, because he is in fact Korean.
but you know what I'm saying. Proving it in this story once again. Because like, once again, they're doing the good thing, not like the thing that makes them the most money or is the most convenient.
Well, what I'm curious about, like, I'm glad they went with that direction of, like, you know, not. They know, like, having somebody who's a known cheater is going to hurt their brand, because that's, like, their brand is, you know, positive, funny, family-oriented, you know, all of that stuff. Plus, like we just said, like, they just secured a show on Discovery Plus, you know? So I'm glad they went with the right decision. But I'm curious, because the coworker, who is another producer on the show, what's going to happen to her? Is she gonna keep her job? We've been hearing a lot of people cheating in the workplace and no repercussions happening to the women. So, like, I want to know, is she keeping her job? Is Food Baby's gonna have a new host? Because she was hosting a show too.
I can't imagine, just because,
like, and she was engaged too. She was engaged and he was married, by the way. Because if y'all don't know who I'm talking about.
Again, because they're siding with the misses, I can't imagine. Because can you imagine working with them? I couldn't. And I think she has a right to be like, working with this person bothers me for obvious reasons.
Well, okay.
That's fine. Give them severance or whatever. Let them go the right way, but they need to go.
But I have a number of things that I want to speculate about. I have a number of questions, okay? One. They, like, because they put out statements confirming that, like, Ned's no longer a part of the Try Guys anymore. And, you know, he admitted to having a, quote-unquote, consensual workplace relationship, end quote, whatever that means. My question is, A, was there a power dynamic? Like, was the girl benefiting from being in this relationship with him? B, who else knew? Because, like, apparently these pictures, like, they were going out to concerts. They were going out on, like, dates, making out in public and shit. And so I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, who knew? Somebody had to have known.
Yeah, because, like, let's be real. Like, I understand that, like, something like YouTube doesn't have the same, like, authority or whatever.
Yeah.
But this channel is big enough that these guys are basically, like, as notable out in public as, let's say, like, a daytime movie star, like a soap opera star.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Like, they're not, like, A-list celebrity or something, but people know these people.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely recognizable figures in public. Absolutely, without question. I just want to know, like, who knew and kept that shit on the DL? Because they have a decent amount of staff. It's not like it's just a few of them, you know? And they do certain things like travel together and like other stuff. Like, in retrospect, apparently this has been something going on in the making for like weeks, to the point that they've, like, the past three videos since today or since late September, the past three videos have been highly edited and doctored to crop Ned and remove him out of as much footage as possible. So this has been looking into for a hot minute. So I want to know, who knew? Who knew?
I mean, I'm not sure.
I want to know who knew, because I'm just saying, like, no tea, no shade. Like, affairs happen in the workplace. Like, I will say, in workplaces that I've seen some questionable shit. And I've heard some questionable shit from, like, you know, VPs and CEOs, secretaries and so-and-sos. Like, you know, people looking a little too close. You know, a little too comfortable with each other. And there's always that term of, like, work wife and work husband, you know? Tee-hee, oh, that's your work husband.
Take it a little too literally, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, I've had work husbands before, and it was awkward for me because people used to refer to my boss as my work husband because of how much we used to work together.
See, and that's one of the things I want to circle back to is when they're saying that, like, it was a consensual relationship. Like, make no mistake, what they mean is that he didn't need to apply any coercive force.
Right.
But that's different than being totally consensual.
I mean, that's true. That's why I'm saying, like, I want to know certain details. Like, was it, like, did he just approach you? Did y'all get, quote-unquote, drunk one night and things happened? Because people love to use that excuse. You know, oh.
And that's the thing. I'm sure they could cover this up, too, because, like, they travel for their videos. They do stuff together. They're out together for long periods of time. I'm sure they do overnights or whatever. Like, I'm sure there's tons of opportunities to hide this thing. Absolutely.
It is why, I don't know. I'm very shocked and I'm very surprised. But then again, I shouldn't be surprised because it's always the ones that do too much. It's always the ones that do too much because, like, this guy would always talk about, I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife so bad.
But
and it was weird.
And the other thing is, too, he's definitely the most self-deprecating and the most insecure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, in retrospect, yeah, it definitely makes sense, like, when you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, like, it's super weird, like, because you would think, when I first saw, like, him as a personality, like I said, I thought it was awkward. I thought it was very corny. But then I was just like, you know what? Maybe it's just his whatever. That's just how he is. Like, there are, unfortunately, less melanated people that attach their self-worth to either the person that they're with or the thing that they do.
Right.
Like, you know, you see a lot of people that are, like, profession life. And, like, you know, animal mom, like, and their whole personality revolves around that thing. And he was definitely one of those. So that's what I kind of chalked it up to, not realizing now in retrospect, it was to, oh, I love my wife so much that if anyone sees me out with another woman, they would never assume that I'm cheating on my wife.
He's been laying this plot for years.
Yo, I guess so. Well, that's the other question now. Yeah, it's like, truly. Were you, was this the first time? Was this just the first time you were caught because now you're too big and people know who you are? Because, like, they were working at BuzzFeed before. He was married before. And he had his wife and that was his chick before. And, like, BuzzFeed's huge.
Yeah.
So, like, Is this just the first affair he was caught at?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but, like, sometimes men just really don't cheat out of the blue like that. Like, it's a trait.
Well, and it's also, like, let's be real, like, they shoot in L.A., and L.A. has a lot of people who do a lot of weird stuff in order to get what they perceive a quote-unquote advantage.
I guess.
Like, really, truly, like, I do think there was... I 100% believe that every single one of the Try Guys was propositioned by at least one woman to do something.
Or man.
I should say person.
Fair enough.
Propositioned by one other person to do something in order to get somewhere into BuzzFeed or Try Guys or whatever. Because, like, these guys had clout. These guys are internet staples. Like, clout, generational clout.
Yeah.
Generational wealth, generational clout. Wolf, like, they've gone through the BuzzFeed era to where they are now. And now they're their own, like...
Yeah, and have their own thing now.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. That's wild. Like I said, I'm curious. The other thing is, like, I feel if... Okay, if it is true, because right now it's alleged that it's with this... fellow employee, but it seems most likely that it's her because based off of how things have managed online with, like, the unfollowings and blockings and removing people or whatever, how do you move forward in the 2022 Google era where you apply for work and they type in your name and the first thing that comes up is you were fired for having an affair with your boss. One of your bosses. In this in the year of our Lord 2022. Like, how? Like, what? Like, she's wrecked. She's wrecked. Because
here's I don't think she's gonna be as wrecked as you think. I really truly
Think like she'd have to go super, super, super low, like incognito, never on camera for a hot minute.
If this girl just picks up and goes to like Britain or something and has an impressive portfolio or whatever, and they just look at her credentials, because her credentials, she wore a tie, guys, it's great.
Yeah.
Just keeps out on the hush hush in the jungle, I'm sure she could still get work.
This is what I'm trying to say. The fact that she has to leave a country to get a job. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, she's burned. Like,
oh, yeah. In L.A., which is where she's probably at, she's like, 1,000,000% burned. Totally believe it.
Like, that's what, like, I know that dick was not worth it. I know that dick was not worth it. Like, yes, that guys are a very big company. Yes, they money off of Mick and they make good money. But like, not that good.
Bro, and that's
not that good.
And that's the thing, too. Like you were saying, if it was one thing, if it was like, you're doing an overnight, you're together, you do drugs because you just finished shooting one thing, leads to another, whatever. But this is like definitely like a multi-week like scheme. Like, this was plotted. Like, you had time to sit and reflect and premeditate and think about your future actions and their repercussions. Like,
y'all were going on dates. Like, I'm so, like, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. And, like, here's the thing. I'm not gonna act like I'm super perfect. I never hooked up with a coworker, but like I've never hooked up with a boss. I've never hooked up with anybody that like could possibly have, you know, power or leverage or vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the thing about the whole situation, yeah.
Like He put out a statement. I'm going to read the statement because... And then you can give me your 2 cents. Family should have... Oh, okay. His statement says, family should have always been my priority, but I lost focus and had a consensual workplace relationship. Relationship. Okay? I'm sorry for any pain that my actions may have caused to the guys and the fans, but most of all to Ariel. Ariel is his wife, the wife that he loves so much. The only thing that matters right now is my marriage and my family. I'm just going to double check that that's accurate because it got cut off at the bottom. Okay. All that matters right now is my marriage and my children, and that's where I'm going to focus my attention on your divorce. Okay.
Cool. Okay. So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind opening back up again? I just wanna
yeah,
wanna,
absolutely.
So here's the thing about it, and this is what you need to remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Ned is not a person. Mm-hmm. He is a brand.
Yep.
And that means this has been PR massage, right?
Absolutely. So
scroll it up here a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's already posted out the content. Consensual workplace relationship. The language, all of it, is there to just defuse and hit, like, as many, like, good, this is fine, like, words as possible.
Well, it's like, we're not just having raw, unregulated, drunk sex. We had a relationship.
But,
like, you're trying, like you said, soften the corners of it.
Here's the worst, scummiest part for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for any pain my actions may have caused. Bro, own it. That's so, like, the voice is so passive. The voice is just like, oh, I was taking a stroll and I happened to kick over a rock. And the rock hit another rock, which then hits you. I'm so sorry for the pain my action have got. Bro, you had an affair. You went back on your promises.
I'm dying.
Acted like a snake. I'm
sorry. Somebody responded and said, oops, my vision got blurry. I can't see my wife. Bro, like, here is my thing. Like,
but that's what I hate the most. Yeah. The thing I hate the most about it at all is like, this is a guy who is ostensibly like, he is trying to at least promote a brand that is supposed to be promoting LGBT issues, promoting social justice issues, whatever. But then you can see how the language is taken and turned around.
Yeah.
So that he's able to deflect for himself, right? And that's, like, so snaky.
I mean, like...
Like, there's not a single fucking drop of responsibility in that response. It's all passive voice. It's all just things that happened. He floated through the universe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And this is the way it has manifested. And he's a total passive voyager on this journey.
I love that he's trending as wife guy. Like, really, my truly. God. That's why I'm just like... That's why I'm just like, men, like, okay, and I hate saying this because I know it's a generalization. I don't feel like this about you or every man, but it's just so embarrassing to see, like, every time you want to, like, put your, be like, oh, well, not him, or you, like, it's what solidifies trust issues in a lot of people, because people are going to look at situations like this, situations like when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, to be like, well, if Jay-Z cheated on the most fabulous woman in the fucking world, we're wrecked, like, there's no hope for us normies.
Well, no, but here's the thing, here's what I was going to interject here, too, right, and this is, like, shout outs, because we were another big scandal that happened when we were gone.
Stop this.
This whole Adam Levine thing. Right?
Yo, somebody, okay, sorry. I'm going to let you finish your thought, but somebody said this reaction that the internet's having to Ned is what the media was hoping people were going to have about Adam, and they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, my God.
Okay, so this whole Adam Levine thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We listened. We like ABBA and Preach. We listen to their video and their reaction.
Yes.
And they kept 100% real because they're in that area. And they go like, listen, rich people hire people out to try to find them tail on the side. The way they swim up there is not how you and I swim in the real world. Right?
Yeah.
And Ned isn't a company big enough to tickle those. He at least can show up to some of the parties. Do you feel me?
Right.
And that might be enough to be able to fickle in there. And so it's like, I don't know, it's weird, man. Like, rich people need to understand that rich people are in a very weird situation when it comes to, like, sexuality. Like, celebrities just swim different than normal fucking people. Mm-mm. It's just not the same.
Well, it's funny because it's just like, people are like, obviously, as we're talking about it, the internet has exploded about it. Apparently, ex-BuzzFeed employees are commenting on it. And somebody said, not surprised. Very, very much not surprised. And everyone's like, ooh! Everyone's like, ooh! What do you mean? And this is what I'm trying to say. It's just kind of like, it would be weird.
But here's the thing, though. You can't trust them because is that just another clout chase? Like, unfortunately, that's the problem, is, like, you gotta understand these aren't people. These are a bunch of, like, snakes swimming with each other. And you might like some of, like, the patterns on some of them, and that makes you like them better. But ultimately, like, it's not that, like, I'm sure Eugene is a great person, but at the end of the day, the market he's in is gonna force him to make really scummy decisions to hit a good bottom line.
Yeah.
And that's just true of the market.
Like... It's sad. I feel sorry for, you know, Ariel. You know, she's a nice lady. She has two kids with him. And now, I don't want to say that she's humiliated on the internet because it's not her actions, it's his. But I will... sorry, I saw such a silly tweet. But... there is that weird uncomfortableness of being known as, oh, so you're the wife that guy cheated on, that famous guy cheated on with his coworker. You're that woman. And, like, her face is on a fucking cookbook that's a New York's bestseller. Like, so she has not as much visibility, but enough visibility that, like, she's gonna have to be wearing dark glasses. She's gonna have to dye her hair.
That's, yeah, she, exactly. Like, that's the problem. How do you pivot when, like, half your brain is attached to another person?
Bro, when half your brain is attached to your face. Like, honestly, I'm gonna be 1,000% honest with y'all. That is why, like, yes, I post on this Black Girl Podcast. Y'all know who it is. I don't pretend that I'm somebody that I'm not. But, like, that's why you also don't see my face all up on this all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
Because what? I want the focus to be on the podcast and not on me. Like,
for,
you know?
For a long time, I was like, oh, maybe I'd fucking do some, like, streaming and do some paint streaming whenever when I want to do art.
That's but why I don't do streaming.
The reason I didn't want to do it is because I didn't want my face around everywhere. So, like, shout outs to VTubing. I'm going to have to fuck with that shit.
I guess.
And just, like, just pretend to be an anime like, and paint like that.
And then sad because it's like, I like streaming. I don't mind it. It's very fun. I like interacting, and if you guys really want me to, I will start to come back more on IGTV because and on Instagram Live because I used to, and I kind of stopped, but like I also don't want my face to be like the brand. Anything, I'm okay with my voice being the brand. Y'all can hear me talk forever, but you know that's not what this Black Girl podcast is. It's not necessarily supposed to be associated with just one particular face. Because it's all about individuality.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. But the other side is though is that like, it's gonna help your numbers better if you show your face. Everybody wants to see a face reveal. Like that's the insidious part of the whole thing, right? Is like, it's all nice and good until eventually you're like, well, I could get a little bit better numbers, and that's the problem with like everybody in the industry, unfortunately.
I mean, I guess everybody's but, like, put in that position. My face isn't a secret. Y'all know.
Yeah, y'all know where I am.
You can find me, Ola that Miss that Lola. Like she's there, but yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I feel sorry for this girl.
Yeah, I definitely feel bad for her. She doesn't deserve that.
Her and Nia Long in the same week. Like Nia Long's a fiance who is a friggin' coach for one of the basketball teams had an affair with two married women who are also staff with the team. Fucking, he got suspended for a year. Apparently, no repercussions have been heard about the women. One of the women was like the wife of like the VP of the fucking team. Like, I was just like, what's wrong with y'all? So much tail in this world. Y'all afraid to take a single girl out because you're gonna have to pay for dinner. But y'all out here losing careers over married women and engaged women? Why?
Here's the thing though for me about all these stories, right? Is for me whenever one of these stories comes out, I always think like this is probably just the one they wanted to tell you about. This is the one that they put to the media, and there's a reason why this is the one that got put to the media. And it could just be, like, they just fucking left the toilet up too many times in their mind. They're like, okay, all right, this is the one. I'm blowing this one up. Let's go leak to the media. Fuck it. This is the girl. This is the IG model that we're going to catch you with, even though this is, like, the seventh one this week. You know? Like,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, like, it makes me sad because you hear about so many women that are just like, I'm never going to be with a man, or like, I'm never going to get married. I'm going to stay single forever or whatever, because even the men who commit are fucking being slime balls. I'm tired. I've been in that situation. I've had a man embarrass me. I'm not trying to do that no more.
I wanna try to give a little bit of grace to men here and say that if you want to look for, like, you know, faithfulness to your relationship or whatever, rich people and celebrities are not the place to look for it. That is a class of people for people who are not faithful.
That's fair. You're telling me. But can I be honest? And
I understand it. I understand that it doesn't mean that's like the only place it happens or whatever.
I was
going to
say, because broke-ass men aren't faithful either.
Like, there are a bunch of broke-ass men that aren't faithful, but I'm just saying that most rich men aren't faithful. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know, guys. So, I don't know. What do you think? Like, I have no words. I just come up here and embarrass your wife and your two kids on this permanent fucking internet.
Yeah, and we were talking about his affair partner getting work. This guy's none. this guy, his career is blown up. This guy's got to go work at Walmart or something.
No,
no, absolutely not. No, he's gonna do some kind of back end SOE kind of thing. He's gonna figure out some kind of way to do search engine or some kind of like brand whatever.
He's gonna be fine.
He's gonna be fine. He's gonna do marketing. I'm just saying his time as a front end personality is over.
Now my question is, do you think the wife's gonna take him back? I don't think she should, for principle.
I almost never think somebody should. But
I have a feeling she's gonna take him back. I have a feeling they're gonna be like, we've decided to work on our family, and we need privacy during this time, and they're gonna disappear off the internet for a little bit, and they're maybe even gonna move or relocate. But I think they're gonna stay together.
I'm not saying...
Unless it comes out that there's more women.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I will say that given the clear support structure that she already has with work and her friends or whatever...
Yeah.
Better odds than normal that they won't.
I think
the odds are slimmer that they will get back together than they won't, which I don't think is normally the case, because usually there's all these kind of pressures that kind
of
force people back together, and she just, from the, again,
these from the outside are, these, looking in, we're exactly, speculating. Again,
these are brands, yeah. So I don't know how much is true in person, but it seems that way from the outside, and I only want to wish good upon people, so I hope that it seems to be as good as it looks from the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we will see. I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case. And, you know, he gets, like, ostracized and pushed out. The official statement from the Try Guys media group, I'm going to put it this way, because it's not them.
Try Guys TM.
Yeah. So, it says Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys as a result of a thorough internal review. We do not see a path forward together. We thank you for your support as we navigate this change. I feel like hearing that means that this shit was going on for a hot minute.
I definitely think a thorough internal review means like they're saying they did their due diligence, and like, again, shout outs. I understand, like, in the same way that I was condemning Ned for having such a passive voice, I want to give them a shout out again, because like what you were saying, they don't want to embarrass Ariel.
Yeah.
This is a way for them to stay as neutral as possible in the press as much as they can. Obviously it won't work and people are going to report what they're going to report.
Yeah.
But they're not going to contribute to it.
Yeah.
And they stayed as neutral as possible in their language to not embarrass her. So shout outs again of doing the right moves.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like this was going on for a while.
Yeah.
And it makes me speculate further that maybe other people were propositioned.
Oh, that the results of the investigation was that, like, they turned over a stone and they didn't like the bugs that crawled out?
Yeah. Yeah. And that there's like, I feel like there's definitely a lot more stuff that's under that we don't know and may never know, that they know, that they're like, we can't even rebuild this with you guys.
See, and like, this is why it hurts so,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, I don't want to believe that, mm-hmm. but I know that for them, it would look good if they swept it under the rug and didn't show that, like, maybe people had their eyes looked the other way. Maybe they didn't investigate things thoroughly enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't take certain things seriously enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it is a safe face kind of thing. But that's the fucking problem with this situation, is you can never know. You can never actually, like, I want to believe that's not the case, because, again, I like these people.
Yeah.
But does that mean that that's real? I don't fucking know. You bring up a good point.
And
it sucks that you have to admit that.
My next question is, could you fire a friend who's considered a best friend? Like, they were best friends, all four of them. They were like broskies, bromance. They made a business. This is part of the reason why I'm like, business and friendship can't always go together. This is friends. Could you fire your friend?
That's hard for me to answer.
Yeah.
Not because, like, I feel like most people would struggle with this question because, like, they want to stay loyal to their friends. Fuck that shit. If you're a bad person, you're a bad person. I don't want to be fucking friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you move like a snake, if you walk like a snake, you're a fucking snake and I don't want to be around you. I've definitely had friends that were like that, and they're all fine and good until eventually they want to turn and bite you.
Right.
And I don't fucking need that shit. I don't want to worry about that shit. Like, whatever. But the problem for me is that I know if I was working with somebody and that was their main source of income and they didn't have another way out, I know how bad it is to just be thrown to the fucking woods with no fucking cash and no income.
Oh, I'm sure he was bought out of his portion.
I mean, I like, again, you know, this wasn't a business failing on his end, so I hope that they did give him his severance because I do think he deserves that. I think he was bought out. I wouldn't, like, as a personal friend,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to work with that person, so I'll be like, fucking get him out of here. Yeah. But I understand as a business associate, I have certain responsibilities regardless of how I feel about you on a personal level.
Right.
And those things need to be, those are my obligations, and I need to honor those things even if I don't fucking like it. But that all said, like, I just know that kicking someone out, especially if you're going to kicking someone out basically onto the street, is a fucking rough fucking thing to do to somebody, and is, like, can basically surmount to a slow death. And I have real grapples with the morality and ethics of that fucking situation, where, like, how bad would you actually have to do something for me to feel like that basically just having you slowly die is worth the punishment, you know? Like, the punishment fits the crime.
Yeah.
But, like, if they were just going to go into something else, yeah, fuck it, get him out of here. Like, I don't want to work with scummy people. I don't want scummy people around me.
I mean, that's fair, because that's the thing I was going to say, like...
Like, I don't want to put... One of the ways you keep your word good and you keep your word believable is you don't fucking hang around people that you're going to have to tarnish your word for. That you're going to have to cover up shit for.
Well, like, I was going to say, before, when if I was younger, I would say that, yeah, I have a hard time, like, firing my friend. I would feel bad. They're losing their job, blah, blah, blah. But, like, me now? Oh, my gosh. If you're fucking with my potential bag with your bullshit, I'm firing you. No hesitation. No questions asked. No questions asked. You know? And, like, yeah, I'll try to be nice about it because we're friends. Like, I'll at least have, like, you know, an appropriate conversation with you about certain situations and try to figure out a nice, comfortable way to walk away from the situation. But nah, man, I'm dropping the axe. Like, even right now, I have an opportunity to hire friends. I know one person who I want to hire, and that's it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Like, if I was, again, I was kind of framing the situation as, like, me and this person open a business together, like, 50-50 or whatever, or, like, some solid percentage, and then you have to walk away from it. But if it's a situation where, like, we're both working together, and some person from HR comes to me, and they're like, hey, do you think your friend would have done this or whatever? Or did you think this or they said this? And they asked you to defend them versus, and they'd be like, I would not.
Yeah. Absolutely, I would not. And it's funny because, like, before, like, I used to be that person that's like, oh, yeah, I don't mind being a reference or I don't mind doing certain things or whatever. But, like, now that I'm older and, like, especially now that, like, as a grown woman, trying to really flesh out my career, and seeing other people's work ethic? Mm-mm.
Well,
not me.
Well, the other thing is, too, is, like, if you really are friends with the person, like, doing bad stuff always will come back around and hurt you.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you can't, if you care about this person, you can't just let them act scummy forever, because eventually, like, they're going to have to pay the price.
Well, here, I'm going to give you an example. I never actually worked directly with this friend, but, like, we would chat on lunch breaks and things like that and catch up or whatnot. And they would always tell me that, you know, they're going to just smoke a spliff or whatever during lunch break. And I'm like, I don't know. You got to be careful about that, because if you waft into the building, because it was like a corporate building, it's not like, you know, one of the newer offices. Like, even if it's a new office, the fact that you're sharing a space with another colleague, you can't just waft in smelling like weed. Weed, I'm very pro marijuana, but at the same time, and, like, I don't criticize people who can be high and function. Like, it's, if the work gets done, the work gets done. But when you are now offending other people's personal space with, like, you know, odors.
Yeah.
And things like that, that's where it becomes like, okay, like, you know, maybe it might be better to not stink of weed or of cigarettes or something and smoke after work.
And even if you've got, like, the nicest smelling vape or whatever, I also think it's fair for your coworkers to not want to work with you while you're fucking high.
I mean, yeah, that's fair, too. I think that's fair, too.
Just on a basic level, I think it's fine for them to say, like, I'd rather work with you sober.
I mean, it's the same concept of people being vaccinated. Yeah. Like, I don't... Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine, but then I also don't want to work with you because I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, it has that same kind of... It rides that same border.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, mutual respect for professionalism, basically.
Yeah. And so, anyway, so they would do it, and they would, you know, put on... spray a bunch of air freshener scent or whatever, try to quote-unquote air themselves out, go back to work. And I would say, like, maybe you should skip it. Maybe you should wait till after work. It's not that big of a deal. And they're like, oh, no, I just, you know, it's just a little thing, a little one-two draw, you know, whatever. And they end up getting fired because people would smell the weed on them. And even though they weren't necessarily extremely high or, quote-unquote, not sober... because they smelt it, they assumed they were, like, you know, working while impaired.
Yeah.
And they lost their job.
Right.
So, like, it's people like that I'm less inclined to, like, want to provide opportunities for. And it makes me sad because I feel like everybody deserves a chance. But, like, if you're not going to necessarily respect the rules of engagement when you're dealing with, like, shared space with other people, then, like, oh well, then you can't get the job, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just not a fit, if that, you know?
Yeah, and it's not even like, it's just like, why would you even want to put yourself in a situation where somebody who doesn't want to be around you can just get rid of you for a viable reason?
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing about it, too, is even, like, why would you give people an excuse to want to look at you and fire you like that?
Well, like, and it's weird because, like, the corporate vibe is so weird because even cigarettes aren't illegal.
Yeah.
But, like, I worked in many corporate settings where, like, if somebody smoked, like, people would whisper about them, like, oh, they smoke? Oh, my God, that's so bad for them, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Because,
like, one of the industries that was, like, health. So, right, like,
yeah,
quote, unquote, seeing somebody who is either overweight, smoking, or anything of that would be considered unhealthy was chat about.
Right.
Which was gross, because it's, like, mind your business, but, alas, it still happened. So, I don't know. Anyways, with that being said... thank you for joining us for another week. We back. You'll hear from us every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have great content coming your way. Let us know what you think of this week's episode. Let us know what you think about this whole Try Guy Ned Fulmer. Ned, I love my wife, but I'm going to cheat on her anyways, Fulmer. What he's going to do. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. Make sure you're following me, your host, ola.miss.lola without the H. If you want to follow the mister, even though he doesn't really post,
no,
he's at pretentiously crass. And we will see you again next week. Bye.